At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Houthis of Yemen, the Somali pirates, the Red Sea, no longer safe for container ships, for BP oil tankers, for any commerce, diverting around the Cape of Good Hope, the insurance rates, the sailing time, the supply chain. I welcome Ben and Ben Talablu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Who are the Houthis? And how does this connect to the Gaza war, to the Iranian-Saudi-Israeli conflict of these last years? Ben, a very good evening to you. What do we need to know about the Houthis firing these missiles? Where did they get them, and who are they working for? Good evening to you.
A very good evening to you, John. Pleasure to be back with you. The Houthis are a rebel group that are essentially controlling almost all of Yemen. Late 2014, 2015, they essentially took over the capital, Sana'a, ousted the Saudi-backed government, have essentially, through a war of attrition backed by the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism, the Islamic Republic of Iran, been able to fight back and push back and do a really salami tactics against a Saudi and UAE-led multinational coalition that briefly benefited from some select American targeting and intelligence and surveillance. Ultimately, now the Houthis are the newest members of Iran's proxy network that the regime calls the Axis of Resistance. And just because the Houthis are the newest member doesn't mean that they're anything far from dangerous. The Houthis are the only proxy of the Islamic Republic of Iran to have and use medium-range ballistic missiles. The Houthis are the only proxy of the Islamic Republic of Iran to have and to have used land attack cruise missiles. And the Houthis are the only proxy of the Islamic Republic of Iran to have and to have paraded and to have used anti-ship ballistic missiles. Doesn't mean other proxies don't have similar capabilities, but this is really the peak of the peak for long-range strike capabilities. And it's precisely why the Houthis have come online after the October 7 terror attack and the Israeli response to be yet another member in this axis that Iran is trying to use to threaten the prospects of a wider war, just so that Israel has the plug, or the rug, I should say, pulled out from under it in its war against Hamas and Gaza.
You published some months ago, our conversation, a definitive and comprehensive look at the missiles of Iran in development, in the field, being distributed. Are those missiles in the Houthi hands?
The Houthis have their entire long-range strike capability essentially brought to you by the Islamic Republic of Iran. The fact that in 2018 they could hit targets 700 to 900 kilometers away is entirely brought to you by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Those are considered short range because they're under 1,000 kilometers. Starting in 2019, the Islamic Republic gave them medium range capabilities. Yemen has become such a testing ground for these advanced weapons that for the first time ever, there was a weapon in the hands of the proxy that was brought back into the arsenal of the patron. Usually it goes patron to proxy. That's the pattern of proliferation. Iran develops it, sends it off to the proxy. Now there are things being exclusively developed for proxies. Consider it an arsenal in exile that once it's proven, once it's paraded, once it's tested and transferred, will go back into the arsenal of the patron. So the Houthis really dollar for dollar here, tons of benefits for the Islamic Republic. And it's precisely why, again, they were brought online in mid-October to begin to put pressure on Israel from another vector.
Operation Prosperity Guardian. According to the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Austin, that will come online and protect the Red Sea. This is a combination of fleets. The UK has mentioned, the France has mentioned. Not many Middle Easterners participating. We're now fielding very high-end warships to fend off the Houthis. Now, if Iran is supplying the Houthis with weapons that I do not believe they have the ability or need to manufacture, and those weapons are being fired at the U.S. fleet, the French fleet, the British fleet, and the commercial fleet, doesn't that mean that Iran is firing at all those as well? Isn't that the logic of it, Benham?
Indeed, part of it is the logic. Unfortunately, there is a concurrent logic. You see it in London, in Washington, sometimes even in Jerusalem, certainly in Brussels, the disconnect, the dots between patron and proxy. I think it is certainly very commendable that Bahrain, a small island in the Persian Gulf that is home to NAVCENT, where the Fifth Fleet of the U.S. Navy in the CENTCOM theater of operations is, that they are part of this new mission that Secretary Austin recently announced in his regional trip there. But it is indeed quite sad, quite disappointing that two other larger states, the Saudis and the Emiratis, are not on the announced list for this new naval mission. Task Force 153 is another task force that the U.S. has in the region. There are certainly other attempts. I think back to 2019 when the U.S. had a multinational maritime security construct. It had the Australians involved in that. I think the Australians should be involved again in this. The more global, the better. But these countries have to understand that deterrence by denial is just the start of it. We need deterrence by punishment. So it's great to have the assets there, great to have the detection, great to have the interception. But at some point, to change the calculus of the forces firing it, be it the proxy in Yemen or the patron in Iran, you're going to have to respond.
I'm told the Houthis have, one, a very high risk tolerance, and two, they're ideologically driven. They're allied in adjunct in some fashion with Tehran. However, are they something that can be persuaded by military force, or is this entirely a commitment on their part, no matter their casualties?
You know, even the most zealous jihadists love to live to fight another day. Some of those most zealous jihadists, like you see in Hamas, also have absolutely no problem, despite all of their martyrology, having their women and children die first and putting their weapons and arms caches under humanitarian and civilian depots like hospitals, schools, mosques, and whatnot. And you see that precisely with the Houthis as well. It is a strategic and moral and political, I should say, own goal of the Biden administration, which early in 2021 delisted the Houthis as a terrorist organization. The Houthis have fired at civilian population centers, absconded with humanitarian aid, targeted journalists, targeted religious minorities, used child soldiers, benefited financially from the drug trade, engage in small arms trafficking, liaise with the world's foremost state sponsor of terrorism. Oh, and by the way, have actually engaged in sieges of population centers as well, be it naval or actually on land. So the Houthis here are certainly deserving of this terrorist label. They are certainly deserving of a kinetic pushback. If only Washington remembered that in 2016, 2017, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 2016, the U.S. did respond militarily to Houthi anti-ship cruise missile attacks on the USS Mason. Once the U.S. responded, there was not a sudden drop-off, but a slow drop-off in Houthi maritime attacks. We need to return to that playbook and beef it up on steroids.
30 seconds, Benham. What's your expectation of how the Houthis will respond to this task force that's taking to the Red Sea? Do they double down or do they back off for weeks?
To take a phrase from Islamic philosophy, it's a station between two stations. They're likely going to continue testing the red lines. The goal of the Houthis coming online here, of course, is to create the prospect of another conflict cycle that is already transferring costs onto consumers, that is also designed to, of course, make Israel's mission in Gaza harder and have external force put on Israel to wrap up that operation. So the Houthis are likely to continue using military means to achieve political goals, which is exactly what their patron does in Tehran.
Benham Bentalibou, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Benham.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.